You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, home of the Name Your Price tool. You say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote. Visit progressive.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Chet Faker is the stage name of Australian singer and songwriter Nick Murphy. His debut album, Built on Glass, won 5 ARIA Awards, Australia's version of the Grammys, including Best Male Artist, Producer of the Year, and Best Independent Album. In this episode, Nick breaks down the song Gold and traces the journey it took from a dream to a cover to a love song.
I might as well be in our garden. I said, I smell in the air is a dripping rose.
This is Nick Murphy. I write, record, and produce under the name Chet Faker. The first thing I had for this song was that opening line. And I dreamt it. I woke up with it in my head in the middle of the night. And I have a voice memo of me, like, I mean, my girlfriend was asleep in the bed next to me, so I was mumbling really quiet. It's like almost indecipherable.
Boom. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm always recording ideas and stuff, so it wasn't like, oh, okay, that's gonna be a song. That was just a piece that got like put aside into my palette. And then after a few days, I was in the studio trying to cover David Essex, Rock On. He was this like heartthrob pinup boy from the 70s who had this like album. It was pretty soft, but there's a song in there, Rock On. Ah, it's awesome. So I went into the studio like I normally do, and I was just messing around. I tracked the dun-ga-dun-ga-dun-ga-dun, and I knew that I could sing the David Essex part over the top of it, the vocals. Like, hey, kid, ooby-doo, did ya, dun-ga-dun. Yeah, so it kind of fit. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. This can go with my Rock On cover. But it started to sound really good, and I was like, nah, I'm not doing this as a cover, you know? I want to write my own song. So, yeah, that's how I got to this part. It was the bass line, but it ended up on the track being the Wurlitzer. I obviously tried to play it on bass first and realized I couldn't, because I just bought a bass, you know? I didn't know what I was doing, and I couldn't play. Like, a lot of it's really me just playing a section and copy and pasting it. I can play it now, but I played literally one note for the whole song. And then I put drums. These claps were done in my home studio in my mum's garage. I was living with my girlfriend at the time, and I would drive each day to the studio, which is where I first started recording, which was like had like a tin roof, so I couldn't record when it was raining. Or if there was wind, because the trees would brush on the roof. I think I spend the most time on drum sounds than anything else. I spend hours looking for a hi-hat sound. Because the thing with drum sounds is it needs to sound like it's in one cohesive space. You can't have like a hat that's like really close sounding and then a kick that has distance, or it just puts people off and it loses that groove. The pocket's got to come from sounding like it's a real player. A lot of people put me in that electronic area, but a lot of that's because I don't have the real instruments or the capacity to play them or record them how I want. So I always envisioned kind of realer drums, and I think my drum samples are getting more and more like that. I was in love. And you only fall in love a couple of times in your life, like depending how lucky you are. And I have this like inbuilt like distaste for anything that's so cheesy in a way. But I kind of had to sing that, you know? I had to sing that.
You gotta know I'm feeling love made of gold. I never loved another one, another you. It's gotta be love, I said it. You gotta know I'm feeling love.
When you're so in love, you don't care what anyone thinks, and you actually just want everyone to know that you're in love. You know, and you're annoying. I was kind of channeling that guy or that part of me that wanted to like stand on a mountain and shout it out, you know? And in a way, that attitude allowed me to do things in this song that I would say would err on the cheesier side of things that I usually wouldn't do, because it was playing on that lovesick kind of vibe. I think this song is the highest I've sung in a recording ever. Feeling love. It's like way up there, you know? I was playing off that like weak, fragile voice, but then harmonizing in the chorus with like big, brash, masculine backing vocals, you know? Harmonizing, I'm feeling love, you know? That was the shout off the mountain top kind of thing. Like I was literally shouting it.
You gotta know I'm feeling love made of gold. I'll never love another one, another you. It's gotta be love, I said it.
The identity of a song, which is often the hook or the chorus, that's the hardest. Every other aspect of a song you can work away at and improve. You can't work and work and work and get a good chorus. You either have it or you don't.
A heart will swell before it's hardened. With the flick of the hair, it can make you old.
A flick of the hair can make you old. That's like you're so attracted to someone. This person can just do the smallest thing and it can just make you feel like, you know, like you're done. In this case, it was just like how this girl would like flick her hair and you just be like, oh. For me, it's like a punch in the guts. It's not always a good thing, love. It's kind of punishment because you just want to be with them all the time. Well, the guitar falls in again to that cheesy. I mean, the line is like, like that is just the cheesiest, you know what I mean? It's like dude with the window down driving, like, you know, down the highway with the shades on. It was okay because I was in that zone. The outro, it's like a beat with a loop, and I really like the vibe of that to get out of the ridiculous territory that this song took itself. This song is so like grand, it's so ridiculous. I couldn't wait for another song, the next track, to bring it back. I had to reset it before the audio stopped, you know? An audio version of just being like, no, just relax. Let's come back to reality, you know?
And now here's Gold by Chet Faker in its entirety.
You gotta know I'm feeling love made of gold. I never loved another one, another you. It's gotta be love, I said it. You gotta know I'm feeling love. You gotta know I'm feeling love. You gotta know I'm feeling love. Made it go. I'm never lover. Another one, another you. It's gotta be love, I said it.
might as well be in our garden. I said I smell in the air is a dripping rose.
You can be the one for me.
Another soul to be my warden. Of anything there that's made of gold. A physical kiss is nothing without it. And you close your eyes to see what it's done. The body that lies is built up on looking. It's all that remains before it's begun. With the flick of the hair, it can make you old. Another hole to dig my soul in. I'll leave anything bare that keeps me sold. A physical kiss is nothing without it. Close your eyes to see what it's done. The body that lies is built up on looking. It's all that remains before it's begun. You gotta know I'm feeling love. Made it gold. I'll never love another one.
Visit songexploder.net for more information about Chet Faker. I've posted the music video and a link to buy the track. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Next time on Song Exploder, The Arcs. It's the new project from Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys. Special thanks this episode to Christian Koons and Mickey Carter. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.